Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the only witness is the one they silenced. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Let's talk about Diddy's mom. She came out this last week with a statement. At least it came through Diddy's attorneys that she has a statement. Let's talk about that first of all. Maybe questioning the legitimacy of the statement that was made, considering it came directly through Diddy's attorneys. Calling this a public lynching, obviously very much in favor of her son, downplaying all of the accusations that have been made against him, saying it's a public lynching. They're just out to get her son just because the video shows him beating the hell out of Cassie and stomping on her head and throwing things at her and dragging her by the hair down the hallway doesn't mean everything else is true. I mean, it's bizarre. Obviously, if it's a mom, she's probably going to stand by her son no matter what. Is this something you think that she actually said? Do you think she truly released this statement, or is this something where Diddy has control over even mom and says, look, here's what we're going to say you said, because we have no one supporting us right now?
Well, I think, point A is the most accurate, and that is, this is her son. He's been very successful. Certainly a mother is never going to want to believe this about a child. We've seen it over and over again with even people who are murderers and serial killers, where their mothers stand completely by their side and really never want to believe anything. So I think it's a true statement. I mean, I think it's truly from her thought process, I'm sure tweaked down and dialed in to say what the attorneys thought would be best. But you know, he has amazing attorneys on this case, and they're going to be looking at every angle they can to mitigate and to at least cause the public opinion to stray away from the lynching that sort of happened on social media. So I think it's a combination, but I think his mom is standing by his side.
But was this a wise move for an attorney? That's what I'm surprised by. He does have good attorneys. This did not seem like a very smart letter to release. Almost about as dumb as the apology video that he put out there, probably without his attorney's consent, that was now pulled down off of Instagram. It doesn't seem like this makes a lot of sense to put it out there, because nobody's looking at this going, oh, well, his mom says he's a good boy. He must be a good boy. This just seemed to add fuel to the fire of an already raging inferno. Here comes mom dumping another large gallon bucket of gasoline onto it, saying, none of this is true. There's no fire in front of us.
Well, at this point, their set of facts they're working with, these attorneys, is just so egregious and terrible. Mm-hmm. I don't see that they have, at least at this point, with what we know, I mean, what else are they going to say? They've mm-hmm. taken a very interesting view, Tony, as you've probably seen, that basically this is all voluntary. This is consensual sex. There was no minors. Yes, it might not be what you or I would do, but this is nothing other than, you know, some crazy sex parties with people who wanted to be involved in them. And I mean, that's what they're saying. That's yeah. what they're putting forth. What else are you? It's kind of like when they said Brian Koberger was out driving around. Well, the defense knew they couldn't disprove that, so they just have to run with it. That's kind of how this is. It's almost like they're saying, yeah, all of this happened, but everybody was, you know, consenting.
I want to ask what your reaction was to her appearance outside of the courthouse the other day, along with the family. They were there to support him in the latest hearing. But I got to say, the dress choices were rather interesting. It kind of looked like she was specifically mom. Everyone else seemed to be kind of dressed, I guess, normally, if you will. But mom kind of looked like she was going to like the VMA Awards or something when she went into that courtroom. Very fashionable to kind of an extreme extent, I would almost say. It's kind of an odd look to have, you know, your rap video best going on when you're showing up to the courtroom where your son is being accused of such horrific charges.
Well, it's certainly flamboyant, mm-hmm. But Is that just her personality and how she always dresses? I had never really kept much track of Diddy's mom until now and ever really seen her much in the public view because I wasn't looking. But I think it truly is just her and her dress. Could she have gone much more demure and it had a much better effect? Probably. But I don't think, no matter how she was dressed, it had any effect on the words.
Yeah.
And the reaction by the public to her words.
I think it's, I mean, there's a lot of questions here about mom. I know that they, from all reports over the years, a close relationship. Obviously, you know, what goes on behind closed doors goes on behind closed doors. But one would wonder, what did Diddy's mom know about her son? Did she have any inkling that any of this stuff was going on? Was she along for the ride, not just because it's her son, but because of the money, the fame, all the perks that came along with having Sean Diddy Combs as your son? Was that enough to make her look away from some of the stuff that may have been going on right there in plain sight? Or who knows? Maybe she really had absolutely no idea. And when the clock struck midnight and everybody who didn't want to be part of the freak-offs went home, hopefully mom did too, and maybe was none the wiser.
Well, it's such a weird family dynamic, I think, in these types of situations. You know, most of us aren't billionaires. Most of us don't have this sort of hedonistic play going on in our lives day in and day out. And so you never know what kind of a role the mom has. But in normal lives, you don't want your mom a part of your freak-offs.
Yeah.
Your freak-offs aren't really specifically freak-offs, but they're just, you know, your intimate relations with others. So you would think she would be kept secluded and away. And I'm sure she's quite happy as long as she's being supported. And by all accounts, she was supported financially by Diddy. And I think she's going to stick with him through and through. Yeah. And you know, I don't think there's any information that she knew anything.
Strap in and get ready to go back in time. Gen X Time Machine is here to transport you back to the glorious days of neon, big hair, and cassette tapes that always needed rewinding.
To figure out where Tupperware, like, went wrong, we kind of got to start at the beginning.
Remember when MTV actually played music videos? Or when lunch wasn't complete without Dunkaroos? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like trying to recapture the magic of a bygone era.
Yeah.
We're diving into all that and more. So if you want to relive the 80s and 90s in all their retro glory, hit up Gen X Time Machine wherever you get your podcasts.
VHS is looking like the obvious winner, right?
Oh, and don't forget the rise of the video rental store, remember?
Subscribe, because who doesn't need another excuse to avoid adulting? You're welcome, the Gen X Time Machine.